I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, displaced people flood one Central African nation. Stick around to learn how you can help believers respond. And a new development on the Silk Road means that more people can access the hope of Christ. We'll tell you more in just a couple of minutes. But we'll start today with a look at the new wave of extreme violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's making a bad situation even worse. Ebola continues to spread throughout the nation, and just this year there have been 130 attacks on health facilities. Village attacks have sent displaced people flooding into refugee camps. Mission Aviation Fellowship has a base near a camp in Bunia. John Cadd with MAF says the situation is desperate.
So they're coming to the camp with what they just carry on their back. They haven't eaten for 3 days sometimes, and it's rainy season, it's pouring down rain, so a lot of these people are just stuffed into one tent, and it's just wall-to-wall people in there.
MAF is providing food, tarps for shelter, and spiritual encouragement. MAF Cheryl Streitzel says she was struck by the story of an 11-year-old girl named Grace. Grace had witnessed horrific violence in a village attack that claimed the life of her mother.
Her father and younger siblings, they seemed really traumatized, yet there was Grace smiling. To me, she was really a blessing and an encouragement and a good example, because she was like a light in that camp. And so it just really showed to me a reflection of God's grace in those difficult circumstances.
So please, pray for God's grace and hope to permeate these refugee camps in DR Congo. Next, cybersecurity and data mining are big issues in today's digital world, and they affect everyone from government officials to your next-door neighbor. U.S. tech giant Apple recently came under fire for its lackluster privacy controls. iPhone apps track scary amounts of your personal data. And China's government plans to delve even further into its residents' lives. They're working on a social credit system using data from smartphones and other media. International Media Ministries' Denise Godwin tells us,
if you miss a payment on a bill, there would be a sound that would emit from your phone. Others around you would know you hadn't paid something. Or if you have been found out as a believer or someone doing questionable social things, even to the point of playing too many hours of video game, when someone calls you, they'll hear a message that says, be careful in your dealings with this person, that they're under a suspect situation in the social circuits of China.
But it's important to note that media and technology aren't inherently bad. They're merely tools, and IMM uses media to spread the gospel message.
We are living in an age of brand new media tools all the time, and they can be used for good and for bad. And I think it's so important that Christians seize this opportunity to let Christ be known through the media.
And today, Transworld Radio is debuting their new AM Silk Road transmitter. Now, TWR has been working on the transmitter for several years to improve and expand the coverage of the programs in Central Asia. TWR's John Fugler says the programs are sharing the gospel with unreached Muslims.
And introducing him to God as we know him and to Jesus, and walks that path to give them a greater understanding of who Jesus Christ is. You have to understand that these people, most of them that we're speaking to, have no concept of who Jesus is. And so we have to start with the basics and take them from where they are at to where we want them to be in an understanding of Jesus Christ.
And the people are from all different backgrounds and stages in their spiritual lives. Some may be practicing Islam, and others may be marginal Muslims.
Especially in the big city, you would walk around and you'd see that, well, these people more of a humanistic and more of a secular mindset. And it's just got the sense of godlessness, really, just an absence of God himself.
Pray that the new transmitter will boost the signal far enough so they can hear the gospel for themselves. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is a result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.